I want to share a little bit of scripture this evening. I'm not going to, as I said this morning, I'm not going to keep you long tonight either. I want to share some scripture with you. In the book of the Psalms, it's mentioned 10 times. Trust in the Lord. The first time it's mentioned, it says, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. Then we find it said, I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. There's usually a context behind every one of these passages. That one there kind of stands out to me. Wonder what was taking place. Suppose we could, it wouldn't take too much to be able to figure some of it out, but we'll never be able to know exactly what was in the underlying thoughts and the heart that is found here. But the bottom line of that verse would simply be that in the midst of adversity, he said, I trust in the Lord. The next time we find it in the Psalms, it's in 37:3. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Again, we can find perhaps the context would be speaking, or the basis of that would be speaking about in the midst of the problems and the discouragements, or in the midst of the battles of life, that one focus remain, trust in the Lord and let everything else fall as it may. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. We find it down through here. Trust in the Lord. But I like the passage of Scripture over in the Proverbs, chapter 3. But my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Make it a reality in your life. Make it a focal point in your life, the foundation of life. Deuteronomy, it says, write them and teach them and repeat them over and over again to your children. And here he's saying, write them upon the table of your heart. Bind them about your neck. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5 is the key verse here in this passage, a verse that we all know. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So shall it be, or it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. What is he saying? What is the bottom line that he's saying here? It's the repeat of Psalms. That we maintain and keep that focus, that focal point, that we are trusting in the Lord. That our faith is firmly built in Him who will never fail. Not leaning to our own understanding. Not leaning to our own devices. Not leaning to our wisdom. It's easy for us to grab a hold of our wisdom. It's easy for us to have the wisdom of the world infiltrate our thinking, the reasoning of the world infiltrate our thinking. It's easy for us to begin to adapt or adopt the things around us and the mentalities around us, or the ways, the patterns. While avoiding a number of things, we can avoid all kinds of things that would press in around us, but it's a little bit more difficult sometimes to shy away from those things of reasoning. But the Word of God is telling us in this passage of Scripture that we are to trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understandings. It's not about what we think. It's not about how we feel, but it's about Him and who He is and what He gives and what He represents and how He provides. What He is to us. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. I don't think it means for us to go out here and when we walk out the door, say, well, I'm going to go to my car in the name of God. I'm going to start the vehicle in the name of God. I'm going to drive home in the name of God. I'm going to get out of the car and walk to the house in the name of God. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Well, that's what you're doing there, isn't it? You're in the name of God, I do this. And in the name, that's not necessarily what He's referring to or what He's even suggesting. But what He is suggesting, what He is saying, is that every part of our life is surrounded and infiltrated or saturated with the acknowledgement of God. So that everything we do would be according to His will and according to His plan. So that He is honored in our lives, no matter what it is, no matter how it is. Trusting in the Lord with all thine heart, not leaning to my own understanding. If we're really saved, if we're really born again, if we've really been purchased by the blood of Christ and we've accepted the plan of salvation, if that's really the case in our life, then we want Him to direct every part of our lives. We want Him to give us direction in every area. If we are really, truly saved, then there's not a single thing in our world, not a single thing in our life that He can't touch. When He speaks, we say yes. In all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct. I want Him to direct my path. Well, then I need to acknowledge Him. I need to give Him. I need to provide for Him a foundation that He can live on and live in my life so that everything comes from that. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. You might think about it as you go home tonight, you start that car, you say, well, what, boy, I do this in the name of, well, we are, you should be. We don't have to vocalize it that way, but it's more than that. It's more than the vocalization. It's the reality that He has control of every part. That I can trust in Him, that I can believe in Him, and that I don't lean on my own understanding or my own wisdom or my own rationale, but I follow His bidding. I was listening to a guy this afternoon for a little while, preaching at a fairly large church in Evansville. And he said that he sat down with somebody and was sharing with them, and I guess he was calling him his mentor, and he was gleaning from him. And he was so thrilled that this mentor of his had read the Bible through 40 times in his life. I'm confident that I'm speaking to some people here tonight that have read the Bible through more than 40 times in their lives. He said that as they were talking, they were sharing some theological points, or they were discussing some theological points, and this man, this one that had read the Bible through 40 times in their life, in the midst of the conversation at one point said, and he quoted a verse and gave the book, chapter, and verse where he was quoting from. And this guy that was preaching said, whoa, wait a minute, you mean there's a book in the Bible by that name? What I took away from that was that so often we can get so wrapped up in our life that we say that we are giving Him everything, that we say we are leaning on His wisdom and His understanding, and yet so often we fail to receive of His wisdom through His Word. I think it's pretty far-fetched, at least in my mind, for a preacher, someone who's standing up in front of somebody, a congregation to preach and doesn't know what the books of the Bible are. And that's pretty big. That's pretty broad. That kind of jumped out of the conversation or the dialogue, I should say, out of his dialogue to me, that here was one that I don't know when it was. Maybe it was early on in his life, and maybe he was just a young Christian or something. He didn't give the context of it in that sense, but I do believe that spirit or that thought can carry over to all of our lives, that we shallowly read rather than getting into and understanding. Hide thy words in my heart, that I might not sin against God. And so we quote that verse and we believe that verse, and yet we may not follow through with the entirety of that verse to be able to say that I am hiding his words because I am studying his word. There's some things that we may fail to glean. There's some things that we may fail to receive because we don't even know that the book's in the Bible. Just using that as the example of what I've already used. But it's more than just the reality of him coming into our life and we accept him into our life. It's more than just us receiving his grace. It's something within our heart that cries out for more of God. It's something in our heart that wants to please God and trusting in the Lord with all our heart and not on my own understanding, that we take everything of our burdens to the Lord in prayer. In all my ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. We know those verses. We can quote those verses, probably without any prodding from anybody else. We know them so well, but do we practice them as well as we know them? Those four words, trust in the Lord. Warren and Kimberly sang the song this morning about trusting. We can trust him. He is trustworthy. Let's stand together. Amen. Trust you have a good week this week. Enjoying God's blessings and presence. Asking for his help. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ashley Montgomery, would you dismiss us tonight in prayer?